Hello, chat. I am Elor.
Ka! Something's got my leg!
Skeletal hand has punched its way through the flagstone. It has grabbed a hold of Chirp's leg. I need initiative.
All right.
Chirp got a 20. Or a total of 20.
I got a 13.
Chirp is sort of climbing up next to the gears, and he is continuing to fiddle with them.
Okay.
He succeeds. Stop this one!
The one closest to him?
Yeah. Ceiling still seems to be moving, though.
What do I see, right? Just a hand right now?
No. So it's, like, getting its way out, and you see, like, its torso.
Screw it. Let's just, I think I'm gonna turn into something. I think I'm gonna do a bear.
Only bear I got.
Oh, Jesus, it's a hell of a bear.
We need smaller, like bears, not owl bears, but okay. So.
Well, bears are still large, right?
Very large.
Yeah, they are, large.
Yeah,
which I guess
that's
large.
The same base.
Just, it's weird. All right, so he says an incantation
okay.
In Druid. And he creates three duplicates of himself.
Okay.
So there's three, like, duplicate images of Elor, as well as Elor.
Okay.
And then I'm going to start running towards the skeleton and turn into the bear. So you see all these duplicates
turn into
a bear as well. So there's like four bears because I create three duplicates. So there's four bears charging after the skeleton.
All right. So that costs you a spell?
Yes, it does. Like two slots.
All right, what's the speed?
All right, so a bear's speed is 40 feet.
That's enough.
All right, so I'm going to go up, and I'm going to do a multi-attack on this skeleton, which allows me to make a bite and a claw attack on him.
Okay.
Which is going to be a 17 to hit.
That hits.
All right, and then I need a d8. It's going to be 6 damage.
Okay.
And then for the claws, it's going to be a 7 to hit.
Miss.
So no damage there.
All right. So you sort of charge in, and your mouth is sideways to the ground, and you bite right at its vertebrae. It sort of snaps off. And he's sort of up on one hand, swinging its sword at you. Okay. He's got no legs, though.
Okay, no legs.
Chirp, whose turn it is. Okay, you do that. Keep him off me. well, it's the skeleton's next, I guess.
Oh, is it?
Whoop. Crawls out.
Whoop. Are these all the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all crawl out of the flagstones, stand up. I can't do anything else after that. Okay. So now it's Chirp's turn. This way.
So he's gonna go past me to the next one.
He's going to provoke an opportunity attack to try and basically just vault over the guy onto the wall. It hits. Nope, doing. Usually 3 points of damage. So he jumps onto the skeleton's shoulders and up to where the gears are like last visible before they go into the wall. And he starts to tinker at them. The skeleton has a sword and it's trying to like slowly climb up after him.
Okay.
And it is your turn.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave this like legless skeleton where he is.
Okay.
Now I'll turn my attention to Chirp, to the closest one, and I'll charge over at him.
Okay.
To do a multi-attack on this one.
Yep.
It's going to be 17 roll plus 5. I'll just roll my claws as well, which is 17 modified.
That hits? Both?
Both hit. So that's going to be 4, 8 plus 4, so 12.
Okay.
Plus a d8, which is 2, 6. So 6 piercing and 12 slashing damage.
All right, so one of your big paws goes through the torso, and it's like piano keys just fly everywhere as it explodes. Knocks the head somewhat up into the air, which then you catch into your jaws and smash.
Mm. And I roar. 13, 20. I just have him floating around somewhere.
All right, two skellies at you. They attack you with their short swords. One rolls an 8 versus AC, and the other rolls a 20 versus AC.
20 hits.
You take 5 piercing damage.
5 piercing damage? Oh, I should have D10.
So it stabs its sword into your flank, just barely penetrates as you use your mass to sort of knock it away.
And how much is it? 5?
5 piercing. All right, Stripstorm.
Chirp, I should be able to buy him time here.
Got this one done. Excuse me.
He leaps off you.
Can't this boy fly?
No.
I thought they could.
Cursed by the gods. Oh. Revelry in the dark. Kind of like the snake to be legless. And he's on this one now. It's your turn, bear.
All right. Let's, can I split my multi-attack?
Yep.
Between two targets?
Yep, as long as they're in range.
All right, I'm going to attack one with a bite and one with the claws here. Okay. 19 for a bite on him. And then another 19 for a claw attack on him.
Both hit?
So let's do the claws on the guy in the middle. It's going to be 6 plus 5 plus 4. Okay. So what's that? What did I say? 6?
11 plus 4 is 15.
And then the bite is going to do 9 total.
With the claws, you're able to send this guy flying in every direction. The bite, you take a bite on his left side, you take off a shoulder and an arm, but he's still standing with 3/4 of his ribs and the rest of his limbs.
Okay.
So the ceiling is still steadily going downwards, but it's gone 10 feet. Has at least another 20 or so to go.
Okay. And he's halfway done.
He's halfway done.
Well, that thing happens when you start working on the last one, it starts going a little faster.
It's faster.
More skeletons. Claw their way through the flagstones.
Okay. I forgot about my
Chirp name. Is next.
Illusion, so I need to make sure I put that out here so I don't forget it.
Chirp gets that one.
5, 10, 15, 20, 30.
He's on the last. Allure.
All right. I want to make sure he stays, so I will... I'm going to charge towards that one over there.
All right.
To attack him.
Take an attack of opportunity from at least the one engaging you.
I imagine.
And then that one that you're moving past as well. First one misses. Second one misses.
Each time a creature targets you with an attack during a spell's duration, roll a d20 to determine whether the attack instead targets one of your duplicates. Okay. So I should probably do that too. If you have 3 duplicates, which I do, you must roll a 6 or higher to change the attack's target to a duplicate. If 6 or higher, I can. So I suppose I won't if it's going to miss me.
Okay.
So I'll do that. But basically, if it hits one of my duplicates, they have AC of 10 plus my dex, so they can take the damage or not. And if they take a damage, they're gone. Anyway, let's just multi-attack that.
No, okay.
Which is 16 plus 5, so 21. And a 2 plus 5 is 7.
Second one misses.
All right, I'll do the bite, because that's most likely what I would have rolled for first. Which is 6 plus 5, so 11. No, 6 plus 4 is 10, sorry.
You take a bite out of his skull. Half of it comes off. The other half, he seems perfectly happy with.
Stares at me.
Yeah. Oh.
The empty socket.
Hear that, man?
5, 10, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Pound on you. All right, so the little guy with half a face rolls a 14 versus AC.
14 would hit. Let me roll and see if it hits one of my illusions instead.
Okay.
Which is a 17, so yeah, I'll let that hit one of my illusions instead.
Okay, so you lose.
Which would be a 10 plus 4, so 14.
I rolled 14, right?
Is that what it was? I forgot. I'm sorry.
I don't remember either.
Do you guys remember what he said?
No,
what are you guys doing? You guys doing over there? All right, let's just say I lost an illusion.
Okay.
The duplicates have a higher AC than I do.
Next one is a natural 20.
I'm going to see if it hits an illusion. 16, so it can hit an illusion.
All right. And the last one rolled a 16.
All right, well, let's see if it hits an illusion for that one, too. This will be my last illusion that I have. It doesn't. Okay, so that one hits me. So I have one illusion.
You take 6 points of piercing damage.
Six.
The hell, Shane. Jenga.
So Chirp, he is sort of talking to himself as he does his work. And he sounds very confident until all of a sudden he doesn't. And he goes,
oh. No.
And you see the ceiling begins to come down much faster.
Oh, no.
It's your turn.
Oh, no. Well, let's just do some... I'm just doing multi-attack. I don't know that I can help him with much else right now.
Okay.
I need to get rid of these skeletons so they're not causing issues.
Which one are you targeting? The guy with half a face or one of the freshies?
Well, I had hurt this guy and this guy already,
yep.
I believe. So let's target both of them.
Okay.
And hopefully I can take them out. So I'll do a... I bit them both already, so I'll bite one of them. And
okay. Let's go with half a face.
It's going to be a 10.
That's a miss.
All right, let's go with the other guy then for claws, which is going to be a natural one.
A miss. Okay. Is the Skelly's turn. They're not smart enough to take advantage of flanks. So, first guy rolls a natural one, half a head. Next guy rolls a 14.
All right, that will hit. Let's see if it hits my illusion.
Okay.
It will hit my illusion.
Okay. Now no more illusions?
I'm out of illusions.
Another 14.
That'll hit me.
So, 3 points of piercing.
Okay.
13 AC.
That hits as well.
3 points of piercing.
Three more.
Yep. Sure. Rolls. Everything's under control.
I look up at the ceiling to see if it slowed down at all.
It slowed down, but now it's only about 10 feet away from you.
Okay.
Spikes come down.
It's your turn.
Shing! I'm going to stick with my animal form for right now. I'm not out of HP. I might as well utilize the rest of this HP. Let's multi-attack the same two.
Okay.
Which is a 5 plus 5 is 10.
Miss.
And then that's a 5 plus 2, which is a miss.
Miss.
Not good. Even worse.
Survive.
Burp. All right, you're going to take 4 hits, maybe.
Possibly.
18 versus AC.
That'll hit.
18 versus AC.
That'll hit.
18
versus AC.
That misses.
And finally, 6 versus AC.
That misses. So I take 2 hits.
So 10 points of piercing in total.
10 total?
Yep.
All right, so when I get hit, I take 1 too many, and my form fades, and I... You turn back into Elor.
Okay.
So, all right, well.
Chirp looks down. I like the other guy better.
Oh, I hear you. Keep working on those. I'll deal with these.
And it's his turn. And he succeeds. The ceiling stops moving, and you hear the door unclick. Let's go! He goes to it. He pushes it open, and he leaves.
Well, thank you! So he left. So yes. let me do Thunder Wave.
Okay.
This paralyzes others.
A wave of thunderous force sweeps out from me. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from me must make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away. On a successful save, the creature takes half damage but is not pushed.
What's the save?
It's going to be based on my spell DC save, which is 13.
Pass, pass, fail, fail.
All right, so they both will take 2d8 thunder damage, which is going to be 5, 4, so 9, and will be pushed 10 feet.
That guy just explodes.
So he just, and it bones in pieces?
Yep.
This guy gets pushed away.
And then the other guys take half of that?
They take half as much damage.
Right, so this guy explodes. Half face damage. But this guy doesn't get pushed?
He does not get pushed.
All right. So he will take an attack of opportunity if you're moving.
Yeah.
And you're Elor now.
I'm switching.
11 versus AC.
11 versus AC. Well, I actually have higher AC in this form than I do in the bear, so that will miss.
Okay.
And then I'll move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep. The illusion dissipates.
You lost your cloak. It didn't survive.
He was in there, hiding around.
No, you guys failed because you left him behind.
Usually I'm wearing him.
Yeah.
Ah! Piece of cake.
If you say so. Those traps seemed easy enough.
I'm just very good.
Well, I'm glad I had you because I know nothing of traps.
Ah, you could have just clawed at him, I'm sure. Is that the only thing you can turn into? Spare?
There's a few things.
Can you turn into a bird? Can you fly? I've always wanted to fly.
I cannot. No.
Me either.
You can't fly?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm sorry. Do you not have wings? I look at him, like, at his arms, to see if there's wings.
No, our kind was cursed to never feel the breeze at our beaks.
At our beaks. That's terrible. Is there a way to remove the curse?
It's been this way for generations. 1,000 years.
Jeez. I understand curses. There's one set upon my village long ago.
Like the dwarves are cursed to stink.
That.
It is the same.
I can agree with that. I live with one, so yes. I feel like that went fairly well, though. How are you in a fight?
I'd rather not.
I see. I imagine I look over at, is it Miss Triss?
Yeah, Miss Triss.
Miss Triss. Okay, so how did we fare?
Well done. Exactly as you needed to.
So there was nothing else in the room that we missed?
It was sacred ground. You could have possibly sanctified the grounds.
Don't know that I could have done that. Perhaps my friend Thane could have.
Perhaps so. But you have done well.
All right. Thank you, Chirp, for your assistance. I don't believe I could have done it without you.
Likewise. Thank you. Perhaps birds of a feather, or fur, I suppose. Maybe we'll work together again.
Quack. I hope to see you more. I guess I bid them both farewell, and
okay.
I'll head back towards my room.
All right. We're off and left here.
Chirp. I know he's like, poop! I go, damn, it's all these skeletons!
Survive, man. Survive.
Everyone else has done their trials. It is now your turn. You arrive in Mistress's classroom in sort of a waiting area while she is preparing said test. You see a person sitting there with you. You might have met him before. He introduces himself as Harrison Silversoul.
Did you draw a picture of what Harrison looks like?
Yeah, actually, I just forgot it.
I don't remember him.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. What's with the mask?
My visage is unpleasant.
That's unfortunate. Yes. Are you ready for this? I'm kind of excited myself. I'm all tuned up. He starts playing a violin.
Explain what the purpose of this is.
The violin?
This room, us being here.
Well, it's an assignment. We're paired up. Geared up, ready to go. We're the last of our fellows. They've all done quite well for themselves, from what I understand. Mika, I heard, struggled a little bit. But me and you, we got this.
Very well. See how this goes.
Mistress comes into the room, sort of rubs her hands together, and says, exercise. Points to the door.
Take on me.
So, you enter into the room. You find yourself in a man or dwarf made structure. The walls are stone. The ceiling is stone. Mm-hmm. The floor is stone as well, and it has a yellow glowing rune in the center of it. You smell the smell of, like, earth and death.
Shane farted.
Roll Arcana. A three.
A six.
You sense nothing out of the ordinary. Roll Investigation.
A 15.
Harrison says, place is a bit spooky, isn't it? You notice, looking closely at the ruins, that several of the four tiles are cracked.
Can I tell how they're cracked? Like, are they, is there like a hairline fracture and then it splits down? Like it was an impact? Or from shifting? Are they split and
it looks skewed? Like whatever caused them to split came from underneath.
So it's... There appears to have been some disturbance underground.
He sort of peeks over and looks at where you're indicating, and a mist begins to rise up. He leaps backwards and falls on his bum as this mist begins to take shape. That of a human woman with a lantern. She screams a horrible scream. Roll initiative.
That's pretty good. A 9. My initiative is a minus 1. It's not great.
The ghost goes first. I need you to roll a charisma save.
7.
7. Okay. Wow, this was quick. So, the ghost moves slowly towards you and then very quickly as it disappears inside of you.
Sorry. 10.
As it disappears inside of you. Okay. You, at this point, become black. Well, you see nothing, you hear nothing. Your perception becomes black.
Oh.
Harrison gets another sight. Where are the rest of you at this point?
I don't know. I'm hanging out with Mika, baby. When I last back to health. See, Elor was with a bird.
I went to lunch with my baby.
I'm probably back in my bunk, eating a berry. Because we're my sustenance for the day.
We're just having a conversation. You and I discussed something after that conversation. Okay. We're just having a conversation, and she's recovering.
But as well. I know you guys are waiting outside for Vulcan
or
anything.
Should we?
Sure.
You want to wait on me?
Should we for the story?
I'll wait.
I'm trying to get late, man.
All right. So Torque, Harrison sees out of Calvin some spirits come out, and it's not the one that he was fighting before.
Okay.
First, it's this purple-looking thing that has many heads. And arms. He sort of is trying to get Calvin to snap out of it. He is playing his fiddle like he's fighting the devil. Nothing seems to happen. He sort of is backing away.
Okay.
As this other thing begins to crawl its way out of Calvin.
Calvin?
What'd you eat?
At that point, the illusion begins to dissipate and Mistress comes into the room. And Harrison is told to leave immediately as she begins to cast some sort of spell. So you see Harrison run out of the room out of breath. Shit!
What? What happened? Where's Tor? Or not me, that's me. I'm here.
Vulcan.
Where's Vulcan?
He's in there. There's these things coming out of him. It's crazy.
It's the rich kid.
Torque doesn't think twice. He rushes in to see what's happening.
So you rush in and you see Mistress casting, there's every weapon you can imagine, and there's like 100 of them, and they fill the room, and they're hacking at these creatures, at these ghosts, these spirits, these forms. In fact, the forms look a little familiar in some ways.
Okay, I squint to see if I can tell what they look like.
You swear you saw some of them looking at you before when you were possessed.
Ah, the shapes. Mistress! What's happening?
Get help!
Who?
Headmaster!
Right!
Sprint off!
Alright, so you sprint.
Yep.
Harrison comes with you.
Like Gimli.
Come, boy, come! Bring the fiddle!
Sorry, where did you say you
were? I was in my bunk.
Okay.
I figured I went back to the room, or at least headed back that way.
So you see something that looks like this. Comes through the wall. It's a sort of like Tim Curry from Fern Gully looking thing.
Slug.
No.
Slam beneath me. Slam.
Sort of a. it looks almost like an oil stain where it refracts bright light in different ways, so it can look like purple or green or black.
Iridescent.
Depending on, like, yes, like, iridescent.
Like this.
Jeez.
So it ignores you and heads to the little cot in your room holding a certain fairy.
No, I'm gonna do something. What am I gonna do? Does this look like sludge?
It's not like, it doesn't have the physics of what you would imagine a sludge would be. And it's
like a symbiote.
Translucent.
It's like a symbiote.
I don't know. Let's see here. If I try a feel of like arcana or nature to it?
Likely arcana. Perhaps religion.
Religion? I don't do religion very well. I don't do arcana very well either. Yeah, it's a six. No. Alright, well, do I have any little jars still? Can I put it in a jar? Well, I'm gonna at least step in front of it from Resplendent, who's like napping in that corner, because that's where Professor Vosh or whatever, Headmaster Vosh wanted
Vish.
To do. Vish, Vosh.
Okay.
Pish Posh.
So,
Vish Vosh. And then, I don't know if I have an animal to help me with this sludge thing, Rick.
Need Ed.
Turn into a sponge.
Need Radical Edward.
I can swing at it with my sword, but I don't know if that's going to do anything. How about if I, I'm going to do a poison spray to it. I don't know, attack it with my sword, I guess.
All right.
See what it does.
Attack.
I just like visualizing all the stuff you just did in the 5 seconds before you attack. You're like, fuck.
14, 6, 20.
That it?
6 plus 4, 10. That's a good enough.
This is a normal sword.
It's a scimitar.
Yeah. It's just normal though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's called something different.
So, your scimitar slashes at it. It seems to register you as a threat. It doesn't seem particularly damaged by the attack. And it shifts left through the wall.
Okay. Out of the room?
Out of the room.
Ghosty shit.
You go back to sleep.
That's where I'm at right now?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
What do you do now?
I'm going to go grab Resplendent. And I'm gonna pretend like it's Oscar from Ghostbusters 2. Like, in the bathtub's going to try to eat him. I'm going to grab Resplendent, and I'm going to get out of the room.
Yeah, you protect her with your
life. I'll go try to find Professor, or either Professor Sharp or Headmaster Vish.
Okay, so you turn and pick up Resplendent. It emerges from the wall just as you do.
Okay.
Roll athletics.
Damn. Great. There ain't no film in there. Oh, shit. Athletics is strength based. Why is athletics not dexterity based? Natural 20!
You were complaining so hard.
I'm good at sports now.
This thing grabs at your hands, trying to get at the fairy creature. And it begins to pull, and it has a strength that its form would not indicate.
Okay.
And you're just about to lose it as you pull at the last moment, and it sort of, its grip slips, and you begin to run out of the room.
Good. Now, I'm getting out of there. I'm going for the professor or headmaster.
All right, so you get to the headmaster chambers.
Professor Vish!
So you
put a strength check on the doors, just plow through it.
I'll be like Aragorn. Two towers.
Yeah. The beacons are lit!
You push the doors open.
Yeah.
He is in there smoking a pipe, looking over a book. He looks up. He stands up when he sees the look of concern on your face.
Professor, something has happened. Mistress needs your help right now. There's swords and shit all over the place. Yeah. Follow me.
What is it?
Something's wrong with Volcom.
Wait. He goes over to his desk, and he pulls into the drawer. He picks up an amulet.
Amulet, okay.
And he follows.
That's a cool amulet.
So Sprint. You begin running down the hallway as this thing is chasing after you.
Great.
What's your speed?
My speed is 7, 35 feet.
Okay, so it is faster.
No!
Roll athletics to try and sprint.
Wait.
I'm gonna turn into a thing and
trying to think of a way that I can.
Where's the cheetah?
Some flying beast.
I can't. Can't you flying?
And you're holding Resplendent too.
Yeah.
Turn into a bird and just glass breaks.
Let's. So if I notice it's gaining on me, can I change into a creature to
sure.
try to get ahead of it more?
Yep.
All right. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna turn into a panther and get Resplendent like in my mouth, like a little baby kitty. Right?
Okay.
I'm gonna do that and try to sprint away.
Okay.
As my panther. Which has a speed of 50.
Okay. You do so. You are able to begin to outrun it.
Oh, good.
You get to the end of the hallway, and you take a right. Another long hallway that leads to some stairs. You take the stairs. So the stairs go down, and then it sort of loops around, and you come back this way.
Okay.
It has come through the ceiling, and is standing in front of you.
Go back the other way. what am I? What room am I in? Like, I'm in a hallway.
Yeah.
Like in the dorms.
Yes.
What floor?
So you were on the third. Now you're on the second, and there's a first.
And I gotta get to the first floor. Is there a door? Are there any doors in this hallway?
Yeah.
Just a straight hallway.
There's rooms.
They have windows, right? On the second floor, I want to bust through a door. Jump out the window.
Like Magira.
Roll athletics.
Panther.
As a panther.
As this panther.
Yeah, it's Magira.
Which has a +2 to strength. Wait, what am I doing?
Athletics.
Okay, yeah, athletics. Yeah, +2 to strength.
I'm glad athletics are more like random. You train for it.
You get a bad roll.
4, 6. I just lifted this boulder. What happened?
So, there's not a lot of running up room. So, you sort of turn and slam your flank into it, and it just...
So the door doesn't open.
A moment later... Well, actually, I need to do this first.
Maybe someone knocked. Maybe they thought it was a knock. They open up.
It's like a panther, and they
go... Yeah! Snap back shot.
Like in Ghostbusters, they see the dog.
I need you to roll a charisma save.
Charisma save? No. What's my charisma? Not good.
What's the panther's charisma?
Where's...
No. Shut up, he's trying to help.
I don't remember how that part of it works.
I believe it's you.
I think charisma stays mine, but the strength and dexterity changes, right?
Yeah.
Damn, 5. That's it, just 5. No pluses.
Okay, your perception goes black.
God damn it.
No minuses.
No, just a 0.
So what happened?
I don't know. Everything's black. Everything's dark.
Oh, Black Panther.
Yes.
You can be here.
All right, so you make your way back to Miss Tress's room.
Yep.
You come in. Mm. There's still... So there's him. There's him. Mm. This guy's gone. And Miss Tress is standing in the middle of the room. But she's not fighting anymore. As you guys come in, she summons those weapons again. And now they're coming towards you.
Okay.
Well, Viz turns to you and says...
Yeah, I will take his lead.
Try to knock her out.
Yes, sir! I try to knock her out. I rush towards her. I'm okay. Following the headmaster of the school.
Roll attack.
All right, 9.
Plus?
5, 14. Warhammer.
That hits.
Okay. Warhammer is my D8 plus 5. So that's going to be 8.
Okay. So you strike at her and... You expect it to hit much further in, but it sort of bounced on this, like, energy that seems to be an orb. Now that you've hit it, it sort of
okay.
sparkles a little bit. It seems like you made a dent in it, though.
All right.
It's like the Ghostbusters shield when they get that
teacher
liberty.
Yeah, okay, well.
I love Ghostbusters.
I can tell.
So I know that I need a lot more power. I need to strike faster, harder.
Stronger.
Is it, whose turn is it then? Because I just went.
Well, it's, it's Vish's turn.
Yep.
So Vish...
I don't know where I am. I'm in there, though.
He runs forward, and this guy casts, like, a red and purple energy at Vish.
Yes.
And it hits Vish, and Vish is sort of walking as if he's walking in a strong wind.
Okay.
As this thing, this energy beam, continues to hit him. And he gets closer, and he gets to evoke him, and he tries to put the amulet on him.
Okay. Excited to see Vish in action, but I'm afraid to.
Okay. So she's going to try to attack you now.
Mm.
And she gets a 16 versus AC.
13.
So that hits. So she does only 10 points of damage.
10? Okay. Am I raging? Am I raging at this point?
You can start raging now.
I'm raging now.
Okay.
Fully torqued. Okay, so, I mean, I just got hit. I'm going to just go for as hard as I can. As long as I can. To help my friend. All right, so that is a 10 plus 5, so 15.
That hits.
To hit. And then D4. That's a 5 plus 5. That's a 10.
Okay.
And I can also do a bonus melee attack as well.
Yep, do it.
So that's a 1 plus 5 is a 6, so that's 16 total. With other hits.
Okay, so the shield, it doesn't burst per se, but like a section of it breaks out as if it were like a stone wall.
It's like falling down. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay. The big ghost misses. Vish. So Volcom is just sort of standing there. His head is back, his mouth is open, and these things are coming out of him. These different spirits.
His mask is off?
Yeah.
What does it look like? What do I see?
My face is up and you're much shorter.
So. Damn it!
You think they're jumping?
You're not busy hitting a shield right
I
now.
Yeah, but if I saw that, I'd be like, ah!
Headmaster puts the amulet on him.
Yeah.
And Vulcan's mouth closes shut and he collapses.
Now, if I remember correctly, Vulcan was also wearing another amulet. Now, does he have two or is this the same one?
Now that you're looking, you can see that he was wearing a chain.
Yeah.
But that amulet... what wasn't there?
Huh. Just burned through it or something. Okay.
Now there's another one.
All right. So it closes and the stuff stops, but
there's still these things.
There's still these things.
Yep.
Ah.
All right.
So the headmaster turns and says, leave.
Okay. Yeah, I got to listen. I do so. I really want to hit again, but I'll leave.
All right. So you run.
Yeah.
And just as you cross the threshold, you feel like... there's this force power that sucks you into the room and then blasts you away.
Okay.
You look back and you see nothing in the room. Everything is empty.
Weird dream.
Torque is literally left speechless.
Make a perception check.
Okay. It's a 14 total then. 15.
Okay. So you... get the feeling that something's about to drop.
Okay.
You look up,
yeah,
and you see Volcom's body fall.
I go to catch.
You catch it.
I catch him, okay. Can I now get a good look at his face?
Yes.
What do I see as I look in the hood?
Heavily scarred on one side, and as if veins had been, like... strangled on one side of my face with a script that you don't recognize, and
okay.
It's somewhat like pulsating and crawling across my face.
Okay.
And the veins on my neck and face are swollen, and it's as if the blood inside has clotted and turned black.
And this is just one side?
The other side is...
ah!
It's like that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Worse. And the other side is very pale and almost radiant, but you can see some of the veins are like growing across. Okay. Up from the neck.
But Calvin's, I mean, it's not as bad as this side, but no. You can see that. It's
Calvin's pale face on one, yeah. And Shane's leg on the other.
Tor.
Very pale.
He's holding, he looks at the face, he's obviously shocked, and he goes to like try to, you know, wake up a little bit, but doesn't touch the one side, he touches the other side that's kind of pale.
So, as you're trying that, you feel a touch on your shoulder.
Yeah! I turn to see.
You see Headmaster Vish.
Vish, what is happening?
It's difficult to explain. I'm not exactly sure, but I managed to trap everything in a pocket dimension.
I'm just gonna roll over that. Is he okay?
We'll have to see. Let's take him back to my chambers.
I pick him up, carry him. If anybody's looking, I cover his face. Not for him. For me. For him.
Alright, so you start to carry...
Abraham's kids, like, cover their father.
Yeah. You start to carry him to Vish's office. Mm-hmm. You wake up.
As a panther? Or as... Elor.
I'm not sure. Does it go away when you're unconscious?
Well, it's not a concentration thing.
Okay.
And unless I hit 0 hit points or I force it to, I don't think it does.
So you're still a panther.
Okay.
I think. And you sort of groggle your way up.
Okay, I look for Resplendent.
You don't see her.
I like to get her.
I'm going to...
Fairy fire.
No, perceive. I'm going to smell around for fairies or anything else I can. And if it has anything to do with smell, I get advantage.
Okay.
What the hell have you
14 been plus...
the hell do you know?
3.
17.
17. If it has to do with smell... 20.
So you were able to smell her as you picked her up. So you have her scent. Mm-hmm. You are able to track it a ways.
Okay.
But eventually it seems like it or she flew off up into the air.
Okay.
Outside.
Do I track it to the outside?
Yeah. GPS tracker on
it. It's gone.
We should.
Track to the outside, it was gone. The last that you knew, it was heading south.
I don't think I have anything else. Not as a panther. Or as me. Let me see if it's...
See, if it's flying straight up, could you turn into a bird?
I can't fly!
Thanks, guys, for watching this edition of the Dungeon Dragon campaign of Blind Wave. We hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think down in the comments below. If you want to see the next episode, you can right now over at patreon.com/blindwave. So be sure to go over there and check it out and support us. Thanks, guys.